Or in Siman Tuf Nun, Sif Zayin, the Mechaber says, Asr Lahaskir, Kli Le'enu, Yehudi B'Pesach, Deish Avashah B'Chametz, you're not allowed to rent out one of your own kelim to a non-Jew to cook chametz in it. Aval, Maskir L'chomer L'havi Alav Chametz, but you're allowed to rent out your donkey to the non-Jew to use to carry chametz on the donkey. The Mishnah explains that when it comes to the utensil, you want the chametz to last that he's cooking with because it benefits the Kli. So it's as though you are being nene from the chametz, as opposed to with the donkey, you don't really care. Even if the chametz gets lost, nothing will happen to the donkey, as opposed to here, if all the chametz spills out, the item would get ruined when it is on the fire. So therefore, you are nene from the chametz in that case. The Mishnah Berurah says, though, that this psak about the donkey is only true according to the opinion that holds that there's no iser to benefit to be mishtaker in Yisrael Yana, except for Avodah Zarah. But according to that which we paskin, to be machmir, that you're not allowed to get any money from any Yisrael Yana at all, l'chadchila. So therefore, it's going to be usher even to rent out a donkey to carry chametz as well, because that's considered to be benefiting monetarily from the chametz. As well, the Mishnah Berurah says that according to this shita, it's only if you were to rent out the feirish to say, I am having you rent this donkey in order to carry chametz. But if you were to maskir it stam, and you didn't say anything about what he should use it for, and he used it for chametz, it would be mutter, you know, because if he didn't use anything, you would still get the money. So you don't really care. Either way, you're going to get the money, so you don't care what he does with it. So therefore, it wouldn't be a problem unless you actually said to carry the chametz on it. The Ramah adds, Yesh matirin lahachim chamin b'chli chametz alirchotz behem. Some say you're allowed to boil up hot water in a chametz pot and use that to bathe, to wash your face, to wash your hands, v'chein shar tzarchei hanah b'chli chametz cheinu aminog, and so too anything besides eating, that you would be allowed to use that water to do anything with it. Because the Mishnah Berurah says, you're only benefiting from the kli, you're not actually benefiting from the chametz that's in the walls of the kli. So even though the chametz that's in the walls of the kli comes out when you heat up water in it, you're not benefiting from that chametz taste, you're only benefiting from the kli itself in order to bathe in the water, so therefore it's okay. That this is only if it is a kli which is specifically meant for bathing or laundering or anything like that, which you generally don't use for eating. But a kli which is used for eating or drinking also, so those, we'll see, have to be put away. You're not allowed to use them on Pesach even for washing or for laundering, because we make it clear that you might come to use it for eating or drinking. However, derech harai, there's no reason to be machmir. If it's once every so often, it will be okay to use a chametz pot to warm up hot water to bathe or wash in.